Are you physically where you want to be in terms of the playoffs, 2 weeks away?
Yeah. I mean, we got 2 weeks to work on whatever physically that's keeping us from where we want to be. And, I mean, we just got time. We got time to get to where we need. So there's no rush.
And now, is it an added challenge because you not only have to know the defense, but you have to be able to call it out at moment's notice at that Mike linebacker spot?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I would have been playing any other position and I didn't have to make the calls and set the fronts and I just could have listened to somebody, I mean, I could have learned it a whole lot quicker. But, yeah, I mean, playing Mike, you got to know all that. And I couldn't go out there half-assed and then not knowing. So I'm not that type of person. I can't put bad stuff out there.
What kind of studying did you have to do? Was it a lot of film stuff at home? Was there a lot of board work? What's the process in terms of learning a new defense and trying to get acclimated quickly?
I like to write all my notes down, but I learn better on the field, like walkthroughs and walking through it and seeing it visually. I learn better that way.
But you said you weren't getting a lot of reps during practice. So was that an added challenge on top of it, that you're not getting that much rep time?
It's all visual mostly. I get a rep here and there, but that's nowhere near enough to learn a defense. I mean, I got my keys and stuff like that from servicing the offense, just doing scout team and just taking on the practice in my head. I was servicing the offense, but I was just getting my mind back ready to take snaps on defense.
So that big tackle for a loss you had in the game on Monday night, can you take us through the play and exactly what transpired? It seemed like you talked about playing fast and physical and downhill, and it all came together on that play.
Oh, yeah, it was a formation where we basically knew they was going to run the ball, and I knew I could take my chance and shoot the gap. So it wasn't a blitz. I know I've seen a lot of people saying good blitz online and stuff like that, but it wasn't a blitz. That was a coverage. I just read the play and shot it.
So, Danelle, you've been in different locker rooms. You've been in a championship locker room in Baltimore. How does this one compare to the ones you've been at in the past?
It's up there with them. I mean, these guys have fun and feel like a family. The layout is not the same, but it's kind of the same as where it's like we can see everybody, we can talk to each other and stuff like that. And I mean, it's just a good locker room to be a part of.
Were guys welcoming from the start?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were.
Well, how does the intensity and atmosphere change when the playoffs begin? And how do you think that you can help in coaching the young guys? Because this team hasn't been in the playoffs for a few years. With that experience, how do you think you can help coach, especially the young guys who are going through this for the first time?
As far as the intensity, it's so intensified because you know you lose, you go home. There's no get it right next week. You got to come back and start all over next year. So that's the biggest part. And, I mean, just keep them calm and normal. Let them know, like, they're out the game. Like, this is a game, 60-minute fight. You just got to keep our head down and keep fighting. And don't put the last play. If you messed up, put it to bed. Just move on to the next play.
Did you think as you were looking for an opportunity this season that you would have one with the team that eventually would clinch the number one seed in the conference and have home field advantage for the playoffs?
Nah, I just wanted to get back in the league and play football. So I really didn't think about that. But, I mean, it's all in God's plan. It's a blessing to be here.